This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray.
Can't even say this. Do it. Can't wait.
Damn, check out these hot bitches. They're all over that whale. This is totally going in my plankton spank bank.
Spank bankton? Wow.
I did write spank bankton, but then I stopped it because I thought spank goes too far.
Sit down.
Okay, bye. I stood up for that. Sorry, my employees. Okay.
I'm Brandy Posey, and my dad has never sounded prouder than when he called me and I was in a grocery store on vacation.
I'm Tess Barker, and do you dare me to bring a Mountain Dew into this yoga class?
And I'm Laganja Estranja, but you can call me Lana Del Rey because my pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola.
This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Yay. Well, you guys, I guess you know who our guest is today. We are
absolutely
so fucking excited. We are here. We're not in the glam cave because it's still too hot to be in the glam cave. But yes, we're in my living room proper. You've seen her on RuPaul's Drag Race, So You Think You Can Dance, Bon Appetit on Viceland. She has an edible with fruit slabs. Laganja Estranja is here with us.
Yes, God, honey.
Welcome. Thanks for coming all the way out to Eagle Rock.
Absolutely. As I was, when I was pulling up, I was like, it's so peaceful here. It
right,
really
isn't
is.
It yeah. is.
I think it's because it's, you know, not $1 million, right?
Yeah.
It's like half a million.
It's
yeah.
getting
it's
to
getting,
yeah.
Is it really?
Some yeah. of these houses are flipping.
I was like, when I come here, I was like, okay, these people seem like they're happy. They're not yeah. too stressed.
No,
like,
it's all no? spread over.
Yeah,
it's
everyone,
just the Hollywood light.
Yeah.
It does it.
It's getting
we just
there.
All pretend. I
yeah.
love that.
Everyone that lives here is like, was in a band 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And like has a preschooler.
It's lots of hot dads.
It is
nice.
Yeah.
And I will say, we have a Buddhist meditation center that
you see?
When the Buddhists came here, they searched all of Southern California, and Eagle Rock is where they thought it was the most peaceful.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I felt it as I drove in. So yeah. I was like, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I just moved to Hollywood. I'm off Sunset and Highland.
Oh, so
Mama,
you're in the heart.
She's in it.
So you're in it. But you know what? I moved from Hollywood to here, and as much as I love it here, a part of my heart will always be like in Hollywood proper.
Well, as someone who lived in the Valley for literally 6 years, like Van Nuys, like the Valley.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm loving the, like, the energy is so wild there.
Exactly. Sure.
And I can
it.
Wear my crazy clothes and no one even bats an eye.
Yeah.
Like right by the Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah.
Oh,
it's wild
yeah.
over there.
It's
yeah,
wild.
Yeah.
And I try not to eat the Chick-fil-A, of course,
of
right?
Of course. Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's just, it's so smelly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was in the UK when the new chicken sandwich came out with Popeyes. Did you get this?
Okay, fine. What happened? I have been avoiding the
I
chicken
honestly
sandwich.
Don't know
why
either.
Would you avoid Popeyes?
Because I'm a vegetarian.
She's a vegetarian.
I'm like,
I love
about
Texas,
that, like...
so let me just apologize already.
No,
I'm
okay.
Horrible and love the meat.
No, I shame my husband every time he goes to Chick-fil-A. I'm like, my two favorite things, factory farming and homophobia.
Right. Right, no, shaming of Chick-fil-A, yes, I agree.
Yeah.
But Popeyes, okay, so Popeyes is legit. It's Louisiana
style. It's very
style.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. So it's got a lot more flavor,
okay.
a lot more vibes to it overall.
Yeah.
But they released a new chicken sandwich to compete with mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A's.
Yeah.
Because they like the gays. So they were like, well, we'll show you.
Yeah.
Well, Mama, it was a viral sensation. People were in lines. They were going crazy. The sandwiches sold out in 4 hours across the nation.
Yeah.
So was that explicit in their advertising? Like, we like the gays?
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Maybe not explicit.
We like the gays, hence here is our chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Because I would stand by that. But like, so what
right,
caused
can you imagine
uproar?
Just two gays just eating a giant chicken sandwich?
I can't. coming out of both sides.
It should be like the Carl's Jr. Those old hot Carl's Jr.
Yes, where's our burger boy? Yes. Give us a naked burger boy.
Please.
You know?
Right.
We Absolutely. As a nation, I mean, I don't know, because, you know, for us, like, Magic Mike was really revolutionary, because it was like, finally, we're treating men like pieces of meat.
Right. Yes. Why aren't there more that they are.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yes.
Why are men I said treating I like meats. It was meat yes. like pieces yeah. of meat?
I do say that's the only meat I eat.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The stick.
Yeah, okay.
So did you get one of these? Did you get one of these sandwiches then?
I don't even remember what we're talking about. I'm so medicated, well, yeah, Mama. I'm
they're
living.
Just having these.
What sandwich was I getting? I know it wasn't at Subway. I don't eat there. The only sandwich place I eat at is Say Cheese in San Francisco. Have you ever been?
No.
I would.
Oh, it's delicious. They have the best cheese in the world.
Really?
Yes, you got to wait in a line.
What it's kind of cheese are you getting there?
I get the jamon sandwich, so that comes with a... Ooh. Oh, it's a pimento cheese, which I don't normally like.
That's very Southern.
But it's handmade. I know. Southern Oof, again. And so then it good. Has a Munster on mm-hmm. top. Ooh, it's living.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
It is okay. delicious.
Yeah, that's... Ooh. Yeah. I can get behind this. Yeah.
Jamon serrano. It's that thinly Ooh. Sliced ham.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
A little arugula, maybe some sprouts, mm. olive and oil. Oh, mama, it's so good.
Have you ever been to Homegrown in Atlanta?
No, but I love Atlanta food.
Ooh, it's so
they
good.
They have such good food.
They have a fried green tomato pimento cheese sandwich on like Texas toast that is like...
You could eat that, right? Shit. You could no eat cheese.
I do. I eat cheese. Okay, that's for me, vegan. I get a little weird with pimento cheese just because I have an aversion to white condiments. And that to me is getting into that territory a
Wait,
little
pimento's
bit.
Pimento's white.
It's got to be white.
Yeah.
Wait, pimento's not white.
It's very good.
That's a
orange.
Lot of condiments. No ranch for
no,
you?
No, I don't care for ranch. I know. It's like a traitor to my generation. Like, yeah, I yeah, yeah. just get it away from me.
No Hidden Valley.
Oh, God. No. Wait, what is the pimento connection, no. though?
Pimento cheese sandwiches, they're like, they put the pimentos in kind of a white, creamy cheese.
It's yellow if it's made deliciously.
It's yellow if it's
right.
Like
okay, maybe I just had spiced. You haven't had a spiced one.
Maybe yeah. I had a bad pimento cheese
That's
sandwich.
It.
I think
I had one and
go
I was
to
like,
San Francisco.
I mean, it is one of those ones you don't take a big cheese. Risk on, okay. you know?
Perfect.
Yeah, I had one and I was at these, I was in this southern town. It was actually when I was writing my musical and I was in this southern town where like, it was like literally all there was like a stop sign and nothing else.
Oh man, so you had very few options.
Very few options. And our only human interaction was with the woman who made our sandwiches. And she was this really sweet Southern woman, and she made me this pimento cheese sandwich. And I have this really traumatic memory because she was watching me eat it of me like muscling it down
yeah.
and like having to keep a smile on my face. And I felt like a little kid at like yeah. someone else's house for lunch, you know?
I hated it growing up. So I think maybe just a revisit.
Okay.
Yeah. Just I okay. think that's revisit. Correct. Okay. It's like your as your palate evolves, pimento cheese becomes a part of it.
I'll give it another shot.
My friends and I, we always say cheese is a choice. Yes. And I choose yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, because like growing up, we were not like a real, like a good cheese household. We were like a Kraft singles household.
And, Velveeta?
Like, a Velveeta.
Do you know her?
Oh, I know Velveeta intimately.
I
love a Velveeta. Absolutely.
Like, Velveeta and a Hormel with chili with no beans. Oh, yes. Just okay. trust me and try it. It's what Chili's does for their queso.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so wrong. It's so good. Mm. Get a tortilla though, not a chip. You need something soft.
Absolutely.
Scoop that up.
Like, I don't think I had brie till I was in my 20s for the first time though.
Oh, yeah, me either.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Munster, what the, I was like, huh?
I don't know what this stuff. Gouda?
Cheddar.
Who are you?
Cheddar.
Yeah.
Pepper Jack. I think I knew that one.
Yeah. I think I thought that all yellow cheese, I thought that yellow was a flavor of cheese and then white was a flavor of cheese.
Right.
Yeah.
Like dark and white chocolate.
Yeah, totally. Exactly.
And like breads. Mm-hmm. I was like, what color bread do you want? What color cheese? What color mustard?
It kind of is.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so.
A little
not
bit.
Like, you say white that. Bread or brown bread, they're different flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, a Wonder Bread. Mm.
Oh, but
I
nothing
still.
Beats
it's so
Hawaiian.
Sinful and
no,
delicious.
You love a sweet Hawaiian.
Hawaiian.
Nothing but sugar in that shit. Oh. So good. I
a little
fucking
mustard
threw
to
down.
Counterbalance.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Delicious. Mm.
Yeah, I said
Has anyone
it.
Not eaten today? Is that what's happening?
I just always love talking about food and I'm high right now.
I know. Munchies down.
I love like that. I love imagining different things that you could eat. That's yeah. like very fun for me.
Okay, yeah, you don't yeah, ever yeah. just get up and do it though.
I do.
Oh,
I do.
Okay. I thought it was like yeah. just like an imagination game. Like, let's imagine.
No, yeah. it's no. I go. I
you let it run wild.
Yeah. Yeah. I take it to the conclusion.
Do you
yeah.
have like a post gig snack that is like your go to?
Unfortunately, or? I do, and it's okay. really gross.
No, what is no. it?
Oh my God, I can't.
And
wait.
I was thinking about this the other day, and I was like, you know, the day I meet someone who asks me like, okay, this is a question I think you should start asking all your guests.
Okay.
Like, if you could pick one item off one value menu, what would it be?
Oh.
right?
Okay.
Because I think you'll know a lot about a person.
It tells you, yeah.
You have to ask the restaurant or the fast food place.
Yeah, yes.
I like to call it quick dining.
Yes.
And then you have to ask, like, what's the one thing,
right?
So for me, I can't even believe this is true, but I'll never forget the very first time I had it. My girlfriend was like, it's so good. We were in high school, right? Mm-hmm. And I just started getting high for the first time, so I'm like, I'm excited, right? Like, this is the experience. Like, we're high
and
we're going to eat food.
Your taste buds are at their peak.
Right. And I don't really eat fast food growing up because my parents are awesome and they do home cooking and, occasionally Subway. Like, that was my fast food.
Yeah, that's why I hate it now
because it's like, ugh. I grew up on it. But anyways, my point is, she takes me to Jack in the Box.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there's a lot about me right there. You'd think a Taco Bell for me, I think, when you look at me, but no.
I would assume a Taco Bell.
Jack in the Box because they got the tacos and the burgers, just saying.
Yeah.
But I like the one value menu. Now I think you're all going to have to get it today. Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
Same.
It's simple.
Yeah.
It's got ketchup and mustard, cheese, and actual crispy bacon.
See, I prefer a Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is mine.
Okay, but do you have to remove the lettuce and the tomato?
See, I prefer it on there.
Oh, see, I don't. Because I grew up with the Jack in the Box, so I just like a simple one, too. Yeah. I'm right there to the...
I mean, the condiments on those ones are such a joke. Like, what are we... I mean, the lettuce and tomato. Like, what are we doing
on
here?
On Wendy's? No, Wendy's is nice.
I feel like on those kind of burgers, I just...
I don't like it either, but I'm just saying Wendy's is actually a nicer restaurant. Which shows you more about me. Like,
no, I think 30, I think
24
kind of
hours.
Do we not
know
Wendy's is a higher class?
I would say it's a higher class.
Definitely higher class.
Honestly, because of Wendy.
Yeah.
I think to me,
is a female fronted. Is a female fronted.
She's a redhead.
She's a redhead. She tries.
She's got freckles. She's wearing her natural skin.
She's always got like a cute top on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. It's kind of
it's better. It is.
Yeah.
And
their
chicken's better. Like, their bread. It's nicer.
Yeah.
I mean,
but you know, Jack in the Box did get an aioli burger at one point to compete with Wendy's.
We're not saying they haven't tried. They've obviously tried.
They've all tried.
But then also when they gave into the Munchies box, they were like, we just say who we are.
I like it. And they also have cheesecake.
Yeah, yeah.
A chocolate cake and churros. Okay, again, it's about variety.
Yeah.
You see, because if you're going there often, you need to be able to pick, a different flair.
Well,
for the
Jack
day.
In the Box knows that, look, we just have a slice of cheese in our taco. We know who we are. We're not going to sprinkle cheese on and pretend like we're that person. Yeah.
But wait, so now I feel like you guys have to say yours.
Mine is the Junior Maker Cheeseburger at Wendy's. I thought moment that you asked that question.
Wow.
I love that. Mm. If I can expand,
please.
Then
I'm sorry.
Elastic waistband. Here we go.
We will allow you to expand
the
your time.
The smallest size chocolate frosty as well to go with it.
Oh, I love a frosty.
Yes.
Small
frosty.
Frosty's for sure the best ice cream at any fast food.
Oh,
and that's mostly all I eat.
I know it's bad.
Miss Lori?
Sorry. I know it's bad. I'm so sorry, gays.
No.
Chick-fil-A's Ice Dream.
Really?
I haven't had it.
Ice Dream. Listen to the name. It's like Britney Spears' reject title. I love it.
Ice cream.
I can see her in an ice queen costume.
But we
can't eat it, so don't go try it. Go to Wendy's.
See, frosty. Chick-fil-A, I never fuck with because I've been a vegetarian since I was 8, so I actually really don't have.
It's there for you.
It's like how I never grew up with a football team. Like, I don't have
that
in my heart, you know? Mm-hmm. But so all I really get anywhere is the ice cream, and I'm currently obsessed with the McStruple McFlurry at McDonald's.
Oh.
And I have to say.
McStruple.
Or Stroopwafel.
It's insane.
I like McStruple.
I actually do.
I'm not really have sex with them. I'm like, who is that?
McStruple.
He sounds rich and creamy.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's dominating.
He is. No, this is an international menu item.
Oh, I've seen the commercial.
Oh my! Yeah. It literally, I feel all my pleasure receptacles.
It's so fucking good.
I got so scared of McDonald's for a while after that documentary.
Yeah.
Supersize me. Yes, when you saw that the chicken nuggets were pink things.
I mean, they're It's not good. It's we know all of it's bad.
I know.
But McDonald's
that
feels like
really
the
worst. It set home. It was like, okay, we can't eat that for six months.
I have not been there for a long time.
I know. I tried for longer, but girl.
Well, Barbara got the Stroopwafel McFlurry first.
Yeah, I kind of set off a chain. Yeah. A lot of our listeners have
been they always like it. A commission, actually.
Yeah.
Well, when do they not, my love?
I know.
I'm always promoting something for free.
It is delicious. So have
you
had a Stroopwafel
love for
before?
Real and you pass that on to others, it's
absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. You're exactly. Putting it out in
then
the world.
Hopefully they'll tell McDonald's enough in the tweet.
We're basically like Gwyneth Paltrow, but instead of pussy eggs.
But way cool.
Yeah.
Although,
absolutely.
Squirrel LA.
Yes.
You know it?
I want to go there. I haven't tried it.
Silver Lake?
Yeah. Isn't that Moby's restaurant?
No, that's Moby. A Little Pine. Oh,
I'm sorry, Little Pine.
I know Moby
Who's
too.
Moby?
I know. The singer. Yeah. I was just like, Moby, do I know him? Is this our friend? Okay, yeah. Yes, the singer. No, but that restaurant is so good. So bougie, so Gwyneth Paltrow, of course. Okay. But
see,
it's
like
so
that.
Good.
I like that.
It doesn't
that
feel
bitch.
That
like,
bougie
like,
to
I'm
me.
I'm a Gracias Madre.
No, bougie when it doesn't try.
Right. Yeah.
Not
yeah,
like
yeah,
actual
yeah.
fun bougie. I'm paying for ambiance bougie.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love
yeah,
that
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
But bougie and like, oh, our toast is cupped with, you know, cream. And
yes, it's
like,
very
there's our organic
fancy.
Place.
That's my fucking jam. Like, I just want to be in public eating overpriced vegan food and drinking wine.
It is covered in jam.
Have you been to the vegan fair in North Hollywood?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, it's so good. I got fried chicken. Vegan fried chicken.
Oh, I love vegan chicken.
I couldn't believe it. Well, you don't feel sick afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was nice. After? But you paid $17.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, I live in Silver Lake, so that's, yeah, everywhere.
Yeah.
But at least it comes from a hot tattooed man with gay tits.
That is true.
That's
they
very
are,
true.
That we
is...
love that.
Wait, what are you guys' value item menu?
I guess I would say the soft serve cone at McDonald's. Does that count?
Yeah, that's yeah. delicious.
I would say that's my favorite.
Soft serve cone. Soft cone with fries.
Soft kern? Soft kern? Because the thing about that, there have been times in my life where all I had was the spare change to get one of those motherfuckers. And same. I'm like, you know what?
Yes.
I paid for this with quarters and it's delicious right now.
Yeah.
I'm getting one
I'm
of these
if
things
can't
today.
If this question, it's like, oh, you're not relatable.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, sorry. I mean, like, shove my hand in your face.
I love when I get things shoved in my mouth. I really do. But yeah, wait, what did I say just saying? Oh, exactly. If you can't get something off the value menu, then
it's got to be relatable.
You're weird.
Tell me who it is. Well, and like that cone is kind of like
iconic.
It's the little black dress
simple.
Of the value menu.
Absolutely. Yes. It has exactly what it yes. needs to have and nothing else.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yes.
It's really
eat.
Not that bad too. Like it's only like
oh yeah,
100 calories.
If you're being
or something.
Skinny, that's the other thing. Bag. If you're being skinny, yeah. you can still eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all. Yes. It's made out of like milk and. Clouds
and
I
McDonald's.
Clouds. I love that. Oh my God, have you had the cloud at Starbucks?
No.
What's that?
It's I don't know how they do it. It's probably like a powder that they mix with something,
yeah.
but it creates a cloud of foam.
Whoa.
It's amazing. It's like a soft, delicious cloud in your mouth.
I did have the I had the blue milk at Star Wars
oh,
in
how
Disneyland.
Was it?
It's
how
very
it?
Delicious.
Yeah. Is it? What's
it's in like it? A coconut. It's like a coconut creamy slurpee.
That sounds so
that's
good.
Like
it was delicious.
That's like the butter beer that they have at
oh, that
Harry
made
Potter.
Me sick.
Yeah.
Did you get the regular or the frozen one?
Frozen.
Okay, I got the frozen one too. It's like you should split it with somebody.
It's a
that's
lot.
What it is.
It's a
it's
lot.
It's butterscotch.
Yeah.
I it's was delicious. Like, it's frozen butterscotch.
Yeah.
I mean, yummy.
I was very happy. It's like behind the paywall of an amusement park ticket.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is why I'll never get a season pass to Universal because I would come here just
this.
For this. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that.
Do they absolutely. Can you, do they make a version you can put whiskey in? Because that sounds good.
I think there is an alcoholic
you could
one.
Just bring up. You could just bring whiskey.
But don't
in
they have
do
a booze
it.
One there?
But I think it's like ginger beer. You know, is it real alcohol?
I thought there was a boozy one. Maybe I'm
okay.
wrong. I don't know.
No, I bet you're right.
I wasn't looking for it, so I don't know. Yeah.
I didn't get to get into the cantina at Star Wars, but people said it kind of sucked. So they're not even playing the cantina song when you walk in. I'm like,
well, this
not
is
doing
like,
that.
This
they
is
missed
like,
the mark.
Yeah. What are you doing?
This is like, we have several half-assed theme bars here in Los Angeles.
Oh, yes. They're so
there's
fucking annoying.
The Beetlejuice bar that should be better. There is the, what's the, it's called like Rogues and whatever. There is the Star Wars bar that's on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, there is? I mean,
yeah. But it like, it was initially a Star Wars pop-up bar that became permanent, but now it just has like vaguely science fiction named things.
That's
there's
basically
like,
what they all are. Like the Beetlejuice one like sort of just has
where's
some,
that one?
Yeah, where's
it's
that one?
On Hollywood Boulevard. It's called Beetle House. And
yeah.
It's like,
that sounds so cute.
It's not
it's not as good as it should be. Like they didn't put the right money
like
into doing it
they
right.
They needed theatrical people to dress it. It's just like it's like a fucking like
Guy,
it's like a shitty guy throwing a high school prom who doesn't know how to decorate.
Like, yeah, it's just like bad. The musical Cats. Like it has to be done.
Yeah, you gotta really like go for it.
Yeah. There's a really bad version, and then there's like a fun bad version.
Yeah.
I was gonna say as long as it's, you're gonna say it's always bad.
Yeah, that's
musicals to me. Everyone's like, aren't you excited for the movie? I'm like on mute. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I say I don't watch that.
The cavity's a mystery. I did that one as a kid, of course.
Oh my God, that show makes. We've talked about Cats on here a lot.
Oh really? I've just offended half of everyone.
No, not at all.
Okay.
It's
no,
by
no,
far
no,
the
I'm
most
not,
nonsensical. It's amazing that it happened.
It like goes to aliens at the end.
Yeah.
It happens.
Does it?
Oh yeah.
I always wake up and I'm like, wait, what's happening? There's a spaceship now?
Yeah. The whole thing is about this cat that's going to go up in a spaceship on a tire.
Okay. There
that's
it is.
That's the closest it has to a plot, but mostly Cats is just different cats introducing themselves.
Yeah.
Wow. The cavity is one. And then it'll be like, Mungo Jerry and Rumple Teaser. And then they come out and then like just various cats.
And who's naming
it's
their
just
cat
so
Rumple
admirable.
Teaser? Like, sweetheart, no.
Yeah, get away from that person.
Yeah. But I will say from a dance perspective, especially as a kid, I fucking love the dancing.
Amazing,
cats.
Because they're having to dance as animals.
Yes.
Yeah,
so it's fascinating. Someone actually studied cats. Now as a choreographer, I can, that's what I'm saying. I watch it on mute. It's going to be the most amazing dancing. The dancers they hired are incredible. Like, thank God they didn't just hire, you know, actors who can dance. They did hire real dancers.
Is the situation that they CGI'd famous people's faces onto dancers' bodies, or are they actually in these costumes?
No, I think famous people are dancing actually in these costumes,
because it looks like CGI to me.
Really?
I think they CGI'd the makeup, but it's really their bodies. Like, I think they CGI'd
because I don't know. It looked only CGI'd to me. Well, I guess, it must be their body. It's just
Well, I think it's
strange.
That, like, Marvel has developed that weird technology of, like, making people look younger, so I think it's, like, just adding a cat.
That,
like, that
shit
facial
threw me.
Stuff.
Have you guys seen that Will Smith trailer?
No.
There's a fucking movie coming out, I think at Christmas or some shit, that is... Right now, Will Smith.
Yeah, these
versus young
Will
Smith
are really creepy.
I turned to Sean. I said, "How did they do that, you guys?
It's
it is like Fresh Prince of Bel Air, Will Smith in a movie."
I mean, they're gonna start putting like Marilyn Monroe in movies again. You know what I mean? When that shit gets
I just can't wait till that young thing goes mainstream. Sign me up. Sign me up, because I don't want to get surgery. Everyone's always I'm like, why, girl? I can face tune it.
Yeah,
it costs $1.99, girl. One, two, three, blur, gone.
No, we're saying like
I don't really
want to
look like that. This is just what I put online.
Yeah. That's a different version of myself.
I feel I'm a drag queen. It's all fake anyway, right?
Yeah.
So it's an
totally.
Illusion. So, I mean, one of my favorite, you know, Matthew Anderson, that's what he used to say. Like, Photoshop is just as much a part of everything. It's all an art form. But all I'm saying is I don't want all that crazy poison in my face.
Yeah.
So give me this technology. Make it for the masses. I love it.
Exactly.
I love it.
That Throw was my filter. Main takeaway is I was like, cool, like, pretty soon we won't have to really have everyone get plastic surgery.
I hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope.
Because I do like it. So I'm like, get it before I start going crazy.
Wait, I have to say something about the cat thing. Made me think of this because I saw this girl's tweet about.
And you have to say your favorite fast food. I haven't forgotten.
I don't fucking know. It doesn't. I don't have one because I don't get.
What did we just say? If you don't have one, you're not relatable.
Oh,
look at you. You're gonna bring your own mouth, bitch.
I love I don't know if it's on the value menu.
That's fine. We'll give you a
Taco
pass.
Bell's.
So yeah, she's rich. That's what we're learning.
Taco Bell's chicken burrito with regular chicken, not shredded. I don't know why.
Whoa.
The shredded chicken is the best.
I don't know. I like it better.
You like a chunky chicken instead.
Gross.
Whoa. Come on, chunky chicken.
I honestly don't know how that ever happened that I got it that way, but that's. I guess that would be my go-to. But I don't really have like a...
So you don't eat fast food?
Not a tiny, a little bit, but not like that much. I ate Taco Bell
that's
twice
fierce.
Last week, though, so let's you know.
Yeah.
It'll go in phases.
Okay,
I won't
so
eat
Taco
it at all.
Bell. There it is.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, now what was your cat?
Oh, chips and cheese. Oh, I claim them. I just couldn't think of a, like, automatic.
Your Taco Bell guy.
I couldn't think of a value menu. That's the thing. Is like, you know, I'm a $2 Chuck.
Barbara, $2 Chuck Gray.
Really splurging over here. Wow.
Oh.
Not the number seven, just, you know. I'll take the chunky chicken, please.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, Babs and I threw down $40 on snacks at 7-Eleven, and I was so proud of us.
Yeah.
Mama, I've gone through drive-thrus where you wouldn't even believe. I'm like, $25 for me? Okay. Okay, she's hungry tonight.
Well, all that a la carte adds up, you know?
It does. Well, let me tell you, when you're ordering off the value menu, my love. Uh-huh. No, I'm just kidding. But wait, what was your thought on cats?
Oh, this is just about another show, but I was reading... this tweet about Moulin Rouge, the musical, which is on Broadway right now.
I just recently heard.
I
want to
see
it.
It said, apparently it's kind of garbage, but it says it ends in a very sad and slow, hey, sister soul, sister
what?
Soul, sister go, sister.
Wait, what? The Moulin musical?
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I heard Moulin. I was like, can you imagine?
Explosion. Yeah. We're over here giving you Ewan McGregor realness.
Which is so funny. It makes me want to see it more than ever. And
I like that.
She was perhaps making a joke, but I think she was being absolutely serious.
I saw that.
What if it's beautiful and they're like harmonizing?
Yeah.
Like, let's try.
I bet it'll make me cry.
A somber version of that song.
I like it.
It's just so funny.
I like it.
I saw the Baz Luhrmann La Boheme when it was here, and it was fucking delicious.
Oh, I bet it was great.
It was. I just wanted to live in the set.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Does he do a lot of live? Did he come from a live theater place? His movies seem like it because
like
it's
he
so.
Must have. Yeah, because this stuff is like so saturated and theatrical.
Absolutely, yeah.
Strictly Ballroom
love.
Is one of the best things of all time.
Love.
Yeah. I fucking love Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah, he's great.
I feel like he Moulin Rouge and he gets shit, and I'm like, I'm falling for it.
And I loved it.
Yeah. I still do.
It's really great. Just the first time I watched it as a sleepover as a child, it almost gave me a panic attack because it was too much.
It's a lot. Moulin Rouge.
I mean, was like half asleep.
I could relate though in the first like half hour of that movie, the first time I saw it, just so much stimulus. Yes. Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they literally got Missy Elliott, Christina Aguilera, mm-hmm. Pink, Maya,
yes.
Little Kim in one room to make a song for it.
Oh my God.
Yes. You name another movie that did that. Okay. Sweetie, good luck. Yeah, it's going down in history for me.
Absolutely.
Little gay kid loves that one, honey. That's our jam.
Oh, it's so good. Well, we're going to go listen to that. We'll be right back. Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Ganja.
Ganja. No, you do. Hey, Ganja. Who are you in the Moulin Rouge in that song? Who do you see yourself as?
Oh, in that song?
Which part do you sing
I'm
most?
Pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking lead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taking lead. I like acrobatics. And
She's sickening.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I always love
but
Pink.
Christina's the diva waits till the very end. I love her intro and it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And she just takes over. Yeah.
And the hair was epic in that.
Oh, yes. Man.
I mean, honestly.
And the somewhat sickly eyeshadow was a little ill, but okay.
It was the pinks. It was the pinks.
Yeah.
She wasn't set with that face right. Yeah. I would have to be Missy Elliott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't have a lot to say.
But she produced the whole thing.
And she's sickening.
Oh, yeah. See? Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm a Missy or a Pink. Those are kind of my two. Pink I've always just identified with just in general.
Well, she's just a badass woman.
Yeah. And she's kind of
She doesn't
like,
get her due in our society for how fucking sick she is.
No. I mean, she's like she does. People recognize it, but it's we're just not like giving her as much press as she should be.
She's kind of like Carly Rae Jepsen, where like, the people that recognize her really recognize her.
I think she's just out there.
I just couldn't go with you on that. I'm sorry.
You don't like Carly Rae Jepsen?
I love Carly Rae Jepsen, but like
she's not as epic as Pink.
Right.
No.
Pink is like an artist of our generation. Like, who can you really compare Pink to? She's upside down, drenched in water, hitting notes.
No one else
does that. Like, that's what I'm saying. She should be like a Lady Gaga level. Like, people should be adorning her with this, like, that is real art. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? She's done so much, and that to me is like why. It's just like Carly Rae Jepsen, I love her, but it's like, mama, she ain't epic like
They're
that.
Doing totally different things. I just meant in terms of their fan base.
As far as appreciation.
You're right. People who love her love
They love her. Yeah. But like in the grander scheme of things, like she's not seen as quite the legend that she is. But I agree. And people don't understand how few people can actually sing and dance at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a near impossible feat.
Yeah.
A rap and dance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking insane.
Yeah. It's like two different. It's like whenever I also am like, whenever you watch people play drums and sing at the same time, because it's the same thing where it's like two different sets of beats. Like it's two completely parts of your head.
Yeah.
The patting the head and rubbing the tummy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's very cool.
I'm learning a Joni Mitchell song on piano, and my teacher was like, River.
Oh.
And my teacher was like, I was just doing the beginning part. I'm just trying to get that down. And he was like, oh, do you want to try and sing it? And I was like, okay. And, you know, I've never sang in front of him. It's fucking terrifying. Yeah, yeah. And so I sang for a second. And he was like, yeah, well, usually you want to make sure you have one down or the other. And I was like, you just asked me.
Oh, my God.
He just nagged me.
What horrible teaching skills.
I mean, he's very nice. I don't think he understood what he was saying, but it
was
like really funny.
Let's also remind the audience that this is in a studio
in
Beechwood Canyon.
Yes, in a studio in Beechwood Canyon in a man's back in a back house where I'm 2 inches from this man's bed that's next to the piano.
And he's nagging you there.
And how did you find this teacher?
I have a friend who knew him. He's affordable good. He's great, but it was just a really funny moment.
That's so funny. Oh my god.
But he did tell me about this he told me about this Italian restaurant on the marina where you can go where they make everyone sing That's Amore like every
CNO.
Hour.
Oh no, that place rules.
CNO, I want to go there.
I went to college right by there. I would always go to CNO.
That place
CNO's
rules.
The fucking bomb.
Yeah.
I
want to
go.
I do too.
They have
it's Italian food.
Really
good Italian food, and it's painted all corny to look like it's like quote unquote Italy.
Yeah,
but there's like cute Christmas lights strung everywhere, and they have wine where it's on an honor system where it's just like a jug of shitty Chianti, and you put on the table how many you had.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
it. It's amazing.
It.
Really good garlic knots.
Unlimited garlic knots.
Yeah.
And he said like everyone clinks their glasses.
And we're back to food.
Yeah. often. It's either like we're talking about food or we're saying so disgusting that we're making our listeners stop
yeah.
eating.
Oh, yeah. That's what one of our listeners
we
was
did
like,
get that note. What?
And did you guys want, because I was like, well, I don't know. I was like, was it the maggot armpit? Thing?
It might have been that.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was probably that.
Yeah.
Sorry
or,
about that.
Or the lint in the belly button.
Oh, that's yeah, what yeah, it was, yeah. maybe.
Okay. We've talked about way grosser things than that.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's like,
you got to talk about it all.
Yeah, exactly.
Full spectrum here, honey.
Yes. We're all complex beings and we live a complex life.
Okay, let's all ask right. some questions.
Yes. Heck yeah. We're going to play a little game with you.
Oh, I love games.
It's called Who, What, Where, When, Why.
Who, What, Where, When, Why. Yeah. I wish I had a little jingle.
Oh, it'll be inserted.
We okay. do, but if you want to sing that again, we'll make it into
yeah. We'll auto-tune it.
Who, What, Where, When, Why.
Yes. Perfect.
Fuck yes.
Wait, let me give a little.
Yes.
You know, I just felt I like you need
on
a little
the end,
owl.
You need a little, yeah.
I don't know. You'll get creative there.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we'll do it. That's perfect. There are no right or wrong answers to any of this.
Okay.
This is jumping off. Okay. Who is currently inspiring you?
Oh, good one. But I want to give a good answer because there's so many people.
You can say as many
okay,
as
you Okay, I know. Yeah. Okay, Kevin McHale. He is from Glee. I forget his character name, but he was in the wheelchair.
Okay.
And he recently put out an EP called Boy, and it's just amazing. I just love the album. I think the songs are really beautiful, upbeat, fun. Ooh. His visual is very creative.
Yeah.
He's a gay artist, so obviously I love supporting my brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. I just used his music on my international tour of Laganja's Dance School. Shameless plug of myself.
Of course, plug.
I am also just trying to get him to recognize me because I'm like, I want to be in your next video. He hasn't done a thing called Arizona, one of his songs that I'm just so in love with. And so I want to do the video. Yeah. I want to choreograph it, and I'm trying to get his attention. So there it is.
Are you
putting
like
it
out reaching out to him, or how are you getting his
well,
attention?
Well, I'm tweeting and Instagramming every day and doing dance videos.
Yeah, that's
yes.
But right? you're not, are you tagging him in all of them?
Of course.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but I'm about to reach out to some friends who know him.
Yeah.
I just was trying to organically have him see my art,
of
but
course.
No.
Of course.
I just should have known it's Hollywood. We got to shove it down people's throats.
Yeah. My people call your people. If he listens to this podcast.
I think yes. so.
And if any of our listeners would like to tweet these two together, I think that would be a good
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, and there's videos up online already of it.
Yes.
Of what I like.
Oh, that
I
would
love
be cool.
your dance videos, by
Thanks.
The way.
They're so
yeah.
good.
You guys, if you haven't already checked them out, they're fucking... I just sat there and went down a rabbit hole.
Oh, there's so many yeah. on my YouTube. I was putting up one every 420, or every Friday at 420. Every 420 would never happen, but every Friday at 420, while I was on So You Think You Can Dance, because unfortunately I was eliminated before the live shows, and I had done all these solos, so I put them out so people could see what I'd been working
That's
on.
That's great.
But yeah, I love to dance. I think it's a universal language.
Yeah.
So cool. I feel lucky that the only other language I speak, everyone speaks it.
Right.
It's pretty cool. Been yeah. around the world and I, so it's pretty amazing.
Oh,
that's so cool. That's great.
So yeah.
When did you start dancing?
Oh my gosh, 7 years old. My parents tried me in sports for forever in the beginning, and I was just like, I'm hot.
Yeah.
Like, can we go indoors?
Yeah.
So they put me in the dance studio, and I was with all the girls, and that just immediately felt right. You know, it was so much more comfortable around girls, and having a mirror to look at myself in, I loved that. And it was just fun. It was just really fun, and it finally clicked. So dancing was just something I've done since then. Haven't stopped.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite style?
Contemporary. That's what I trained in mostly in high school and college. That's what I got my BFA in. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's just the most expressive form.
Yeah.
You could definitely still blend hip hop and jazz and all the other art forms in contemporary. That's what makes it kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's a derivative of modern dance, which was codified and very specific, just like a ballet, just like a tap, just like a jazz.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to think of contemporary as the melting pot of all of those.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong. It's just kind of whatever you want. So obviously as a choreographer, it's fun to speak in the language that's the most broad, right? Where I can pull from all the different inspirations.
Definitely.
So yeah, eventually that's the goal, is to be creating contemporary work in some way or form.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you prefer choreographing or like doing other people's choreography, or do you do that much anymore? Or
I do. I just worked with Brooke Candy, who's like an underground rap
Brooke
artist.
Candy. Yeah.
Choreographed for her. That was a lot of fun for the Queer X Festival.
Yeah.
My friend Gia Gunn from Drag Race came and she and I danced for Brooke and I did the choreography. So sometimes, yes,
nice.
I do it both.
Yeah.
But I prefer to choreograph for someone because then all my attention is focused as a choreographer on that artist to, you know, emulate my movements to the fullest, right?
Yeah.
So as if I'm busy dancing it myself, then it's hard for me to be the choreographer and do that job like 100%.
For sure.
So yeah, I definitely, I would love to like help a girl or boy, but mm-hmm. a girl become a pop star. You know, like I think I would be amazing at that. Helping someone find their confidence, setting the moves, finding the dancers. I think, again, that's kind of like what my dance school is. It's how to feel like a pop star in one hour class.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's, you know, I had to fake my confidence my whole life. I was, you know, growing up in Texas, a little gay boy, told not to act feminine because my parents didn't want me to get made fun of. So it took me a long time to find this sense of comfortability in myself. And I did it by faking it. So that's kind of like what I teach people.
Yeah.
It's like, if you'll just fake confidence, after a while, you begin to realize like, oh, that's what confidence is.
Yeah.
It's faked.
Yeah,
no one really has it. We all just muster it up and make it happen for ourselves.
Yeah,
because,
you kind of like decide.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it isn't like, oh, I wish I could. It's like, no, we just made it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, don't dream it, be it. It's tattooed on my ankle.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's what, I mean, I think all pop stars do, but I remember especially Lady Gaga really striking me with that is like, that's one reason I've from the onset looked up to her so much is she just decided she was and then was.
Exactly.
She, and it becomes, it just became this feedback loop of like, she was exuding it so much that everyone else was like, oh, I guess you are. And then she just made it happen.
Exactly. Yeah,
there's no room for questioning. Yeah. And that's, I think, like, that's the truth.
Look at the, like, Lizzo. She's done the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, 3 years ago to now performing at the VMAs, I was like, that's amazing. And obviously her message is so beautiful in its own right too, which we have to make acknowledgement of. If you don't know Lizzo, you should.
Oh, she's amazing.
Oh my God.
Was that an inflatable butt or a hologram butt?
I think it was both.
I think it was inflatable.
And then we're projecting.
And then we were projecting on top of that.
I was looking at it and I was like,
it was so weird. Yeah, it was so hard to tell. Because then they would have these words that were like projected that were obviously projected. It was
so
weird.
But can we also take a moment to talk about Missy Elliott?
Yes.
She's amazing. The bitch is back.
Yes.
The new album
awesome.
Is so good.
It's really, really great.
Okay, it is. It really is. I wish it was longer.
Yeah.
It's an EP.
Yeah. For sure.
I needed an album, Missy.
Yeah.
I think she's just giving us a taste. Because it's Missy. She doesn't have to.
No.
Yeah,
she's like,
take
here's
her
your five. Enjoy it. I'll be back.
That's a snack.
But just know I'm here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that performance, mama, it made me be like, okay, I've got to get back on my music.
Yeah, right.
It's really true. Like, I love to make rap music. I totally want to be the Missy Elliott of drag. That's like my ultimate dream, performing, dancing with all those dancers. And by the way, do we see how Missy gave a shout out in the acceptance speech to the dancers?
Yes.
Saying like that they are not just props, that they are crucial parts of the performance, and which I thought was so cool. And I have a friend, Comfort Fidoki, from So You Think You Can Dance, who is also from my high school, long story short, who dances for Missy Elliott and has for years. And she's told me, I mean, Missy loves us. She takes care of us.
So I think
that's really cool, because a lot of pop stars do not.
Totally.
Yeah. Do not.
And it's one of those things that I think you don't, backup dancers, you don't notice until they're not there how important they are.
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing
your
job right.
If you saw any star with no set, no lights, and no dancers, you'd be bored.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, even if they were amazing, unless they can really sing on a mic and hold their own, you'd be bored.
Even Beyonce, who can do it by herself, like, and her numbers where she's dancing solo are fucking sick. But when she's got her girls backing her up, like, did you see the Lemonade tour?
I didn't. I saw the B tour.
Okay.
And I'm sorry to people out there, you're going to hate me, but.
Oh my God, don't say it. Oh,
should I not?
No.
Should I not?
Honestly, you know what?
It's so funny, because I recently just did an interview, and after the cameras were cut, I said the same thing, and the guy was like, don't ever publicly say that. And I was like, well, it's true, though, and I think we should own our truth, right?
Yeah.
And I like Cher. I like Britney Spears. I like people who change wigs, costumes, sets, every number, everything is themed, and Beyonce has a lot more talent, right? Mm-hmm. So she does sing a lot. She does just stand and sing. Mm-hmm. And baby, Mama had some drinks, some cocktails. I had been touring recently, so I was tired. And, well, I fell asleep. I fell asleep in the Beyonce concert.
I love you so much.
I did.
That's
I'm
amazing.
Sorry if you don't have giant unicorns and confetti. And that's what I grew up seeing.
I mean,
concerts were expensive, right? So I would save up to see my divas, to see these people that really do a full spectacle. I mean, Britney Spears in Vegas just recently had a giant tree and she flew out of it. I mean,
and yes, that was her idea.
Yeah, it was.
Seen the documentary.
Thank you. So all I'm saying is I did, because Beyonce was singing for a while and then I just... I drifted.
Soothing voice.
And then all of a sudden she was flying across
anywhere,
to the B stage.
I
was like, okay, here we go. And then she proceeded to sing more on the B stage. So it was just, I was drifting in and out.
Okay, I see what you're saying. And I agree. Like, I all I want to spend my money on is pop shows. I want spectacle. I want musicals. I want costume changes. I tell people Madonna is to the stage.
Oh, my God.
Nobody fucking does it like that, bitch. Nobody is
doing that. Justify My Love tour. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on. The way that started with the set moving and all that.
She invented it.
She did.
That said, I have a, like, if you are captivating enough that you are, like, singing from your fucking pussy and just acting the shit out of that song while you're singing it.
Yeah.
To me, that is just as much of a spectacle as the tree on Britney shit. Like, sure. Dolly Parton, when she sang Little Sparrow at the Hollywood Bowl, the Hollywood Bowl went fucking silent. Like, it makes me want to cry just thinking about it. That bitch in a sparkly blue dress and just a stadium of silence because all she had to do was just keep it that simple and just sing from her fucking heart. Like, to me, and Beyonce to me has those moments.
She does. She does.
And bitch can fucking dance.
She does. And that's the thing. The first three numbers of that show were unbelievable. But it's like, if you give me a pyrotechnic wall in your first three numbers, well, mama, by the end, I'm expecting your full tilt up in the sky, twirling around. I mean, mama, Britney Spears had a hologram of herself coming from the ceiling out of sand. And she was in a clear raincoat. And that was her first concert. So,
that's what our appetites are.
The stakes are high. Yes. And I'm higher. So let's see what's up. Let's see what's up. You coming to the table with faggotry arts or not? What's the tea? I paid a lot of money to see this. Bitch, get gay and let's go.
Something better be on fire.
But I did hear this last tour. Was it called Lemonade?
It was called Formation. It was called Formation.
Formation. I heard it was amazing. Oh my God. There was lots of dancing and lots of visual.
So I'm going to explain to you the finale. It's, okay.
Yeah.
A pool comes out on the platform.
See, I'm already signed up.
All her girls show up. They get next to her and they all kick off their shoes at the same time.
How beautiful.
Then they get into the pool and they start tap dancing to the water to freedom. And like as they're tap dancing, the water's like splashing up from their feet. And it's like all these bitches and like fucking like all at the same time.
Wow.
Tap dancing.
See,
in water.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
First couple rows covered in trash bags. Yeah. Like a Gallagher concert.
Oh, I'm paying extra to get Beyonce stepped on by water. Yep.
You know what I mean?
That concert.
Yeah, but that was really, that was actually like high spectacle, I would say, the whole show.
Yeah. Well, like I said, when I see a pop star, I'm just expecting that now.
Absolutely.
We got Broadway musicals doing stuff like that. So, mama, I want to see it. And that's ultimately what I want to do. I really do. Like, I dream of one day being able to like do that myself as a performer, but then also like direct a Cirque du Soleil. Like I dream in spectacle. That's what I see. You know, I grew up in musical theater with sets and actors and, you know, I just, that's the world I'm always operating in, especially as a drag queen, right? Everything's larger than life. And
of course.
I never thought I'd do makeup and wigs, and the things I've picked up as a drag queen has only added to that. Spectacle.
Of course.
I want even more now.
Something like that feeling. I did like a solo show and I was telling the tech person, you know, my whatever tech stuff. And I haven't done something like that for a while. And I was like, oh, this feels good. Just like being like, okay, the lights need to come up during this and that. And I was like, oh yeah, this is like, feels so good. Have you ever seen anything of Spiegel World? They make like Vegas shows.
Okay.
I saw, I don't know who it is exactly. It's some kind of like artist, but they also make Vegas shows. And I saw this one called Opium that they have. And it was, I was like, I had the same thing where I was like, I want to do this. It was like a really funny show that was all comedy, but full of like spectacle and circus acts and stuff like that. And it was just like, like
Vegas
really
has amazing shows.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's really hotter than hell, but man, the shows are lit.
Yeah. It's definitely true.
Yeah. My friend made me, she was like, you should come audition for this. And I had that whole like, well, maybe I, maybe I'll do this. It's like, I don't know if I
have
can
you
do
heard
that.
Of Meow Wolf?
No.
They're like this really cool artist initiative that redesigns spaces, and it's like a giant museum world of like crazy art. Like you go through a refrigerator to enter an aquarium tank and like interactive. And they started in New Mexico and they took over an old bowling alley and turned it into this like, you know, thing that you walk through. It's unbelievable.
I feel like you'd have to go somewhere like here. People would be like, what? But you'd have to go, if you go to New Mexico, maybe you can get away with
it. Well, the thing is, it became such a huge success. Now they're branching off. They're doing one in Vegas. They're doing one in Denver.
Cool. Yeah.
So I think it is only a matter of time before LA gets one, because we have so many artists here who could be doing that and are thirsty to do that. Mm-hmm. Let us be creative. And then you let somebody like me come in and throw a party and, you know, have a drag show in this amazing space.
Yes.
And then the next day you have a dancer come in, also me, who can do something. And then you have a rapper come in, you know, and the next day, also me. Basically book me, Meow Wolf.
This is so creepy. I typed in
Laganja Meow Mills 2020.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I typed in meow because I wanted to look it up, and Wolf filled in afterwards.
See?
And I'm like, okay, I think my computer's listening.
It's like, it's doing that now. It's listening. Like when I'll have conversations and I'll Google something, that thing will come up.
Yep.
So it's getting there.
It's too late. They already have our brains or whatever.
Yeah,
I know. Fine. That's why I'm like, people are like, I put tape over my Mac. I'm like, I jack off. Honey, I let them see it.
Yeah.
God, what's up, government? Want a piece of this, baby?
Someone being able to see this right now, all they're ever seeing is this undershot.
The forward-facing horrific camera shot.
Like, who's tricking off to this?
Exactly. Yeah, please try to blackmail me for my chin.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, hey, worst case scenario, you find out I have boobs.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
We are humans with bodies.
All this spectacle to say, why can't I take Blue Man Group seriously?
I thought we were going to say, like, why can't I take Blue Man Group lessons?
You know what? I think I would actually enjoy the lessons.
I think so.
That's how you get into a test.
I used to usher for Blue Man Group.
Them?
Yeah, I used to usher for them.
There's
when I lived
problem.
In Boston.
You saw it a million times.
Okay, maybe that. Yeah. Okay.
One show, 1 million times.
Okay. Okay.
You saw one guy going, where's my skull cap? And then you just, like, backstage, you're like, you're done. You saw behind the curtain, and then you were done.
You were done. No, I'm still into it, but okay. I love Stomp. Which is another version
Stomp
of that, but by Tappers.
When I used to substitute teach, I kept 3 DVDs in my backpack. The Lion King, Stomp, and Notting Hill.
Oh, I love Notting Hill. There's so many valuable lessons in that. There are.
It is. It's a great substitute teacher movie.
For a moment, I forgot you said when I used to substitute teach, and I thought it was just those were the 3 movies you kept in your backpack at all times. At all times.
Wait, don't
hey, guys, want to watch a movie? What do you got? Well, I got 3 great options.
Yes.
You're going to love them.
Don't you see the roommate's butt or something in that movie?
I was a cool teacher.
I know you were. I'm just
like, <It's> maybe.
Just wondering. Just like, wait
if
a second.
I was your sub, that was the least of your problems.
I mean, where you were substitute teaching, I think they'd all seen a roommate's butt by that
absolutely.
Point.
She was in Beverly Hills. Yeah,
I was in Beverly Hills. Beverly I actually Hills showed, sub. Well, I've told the story on stage, but when I taught dance, I was in like a full-blown dance studio and I was cool. I was like, cool. Obviously,
that's like a half-blown dance studio, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I hate those. I need anything full-blown.
Just picture a half-blown dance studio. How sad. But,
just like dry at the roots, wet at the tips.
So I had one of my classes, like my younger girls were like girls that actually cared about dance. But then I had a class that was like all seniors that had failed
the worst.
PE. No, but they loved me because I was like, I'm giving you guys A's, take a nap. I don't really give a fuck. If you want to dance, you can dance with me, you know? Mm. And so I'm like warming them up. And one of my slackers is like, yo, Miss Barker, you got a hole in your pants. And I was like, shut up. No, I don't. And I just like kept stretching. And then I look in the mirror and sure enough, there is a 3-inch hole on my ass. I'm wearing a thong. So it's just my ass cheek glaring into 4 different mirrors that the whole class can see. And I have 40 children pointing at me and squealing and laughing.
Oh my God.
And all I melted like the Wicked Witch of the West. I was like, shut up. Shut up! No, I don't! Shut up! And I just like cowered in the corner while they all laughed at me.
That's epic. That's epic.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Those kids will never forget that day.
No. Exactly. Uh-oh. And they all got A's.
And there it is. What a great day.
They all got A's.
They all got T and A and they all got A's.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, we're back. I'm back.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Ganja.
Yeah.
Do you like giving advice?
Only if I can take my own.
Oh, well.
Can you take your own?
I can't.
I try to.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, same.
Right? You
it's
can't
a struggle,
give it out if
you
can't
to.
Take it.
Yeah, I agree.
So mm-hmm. if I'm not taking my own, I'm at least taking other people's advice on my own.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever I mean.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I don't think that made sense at all. I'm taking advice on my own advice. What?
Yeah, yeah.
No. I listen to others' advice for sure if I'm not able to listen to my own.
Yeah.
But why? Do you have
questions
giving and
advice
I'm going to give
you.
Advice?
Yeah, we're going to give some advice.
Yes.
I love this.
It's time for Lady Problems.
Lady Problems.
Oh, of course.
Do you have would you like to do a little song?
Yeah, I wish we had the song.
I do.
Yeah,
okay, let's hear
what we got.
Dun 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 dun. I got a problem. Dun 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 dun. Cause I'm a lady. Dun 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 dun. Lady problems.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Oh, amazing.
Okay. Yeah. We love
it's
it.
Going on our best.
A little stuff. Burlesque.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to go for that little Pink Panther.
She had a boa.
Pink Panther vibe.
Yeah. Very much so. I felt it.
If you have one, write to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Hi, I love your podcast. It's honestly my favorite. So, of course, now that I'm experiencing a lady-to-lady problem, I'm turning to the professionals. There's something that has been on the back of my mind for a while. Here's the lowdown. I have a good friend who's virginal and pure, who started dating this absolute sleazebag who courted her for months while messing around with dozens of others. In a turn of events, she asked him out. The next night, he hauled ass 5 hours to Palm Springs and had messy sink sex. I think that means
this
kinky
sounds like
sex.
A good time. Yeah. Yeah. I love him. He's driving to Palm Springs. He's being great.
He hauled ass 5 hours to Palm Springs and had messy kinky sex with another one of my best friends. Mind you, she had no idea that they were dating, and him and Virgin Mary are still together. Uh-oh. So naturally, I'm conflicted. On one hand, I don't want to betray bathroom girl. Oh, sink sex.
It is sink sex. As someone who's had sink sex, I was like, that's sink sex.
Yeah. I was calling it bathroom sex, though, I guess.
No.
Okay, so naturally, I'm conflicted. On one hand, I don't want to betray a bathroom girl with the secret she entrusted me with, but I feel so bad for Virgin Mary and her innocent, pure nature being corrupted with this cockroach of a boy.
Cockroach of a boy.
Hello.
Ooh.
Wow, it's a tough one.
That's a toughie, for sure.
Yeah. I'm going to say, tell the truth.
Tell the truth to the virgin?
I think you tell the virgin.
I think she needs to know.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
It means this is going to mean a lot to her. She doesn't... I mean, most likely she will lose it to a cockroach man. Yeah,
yeah. Doesn't need to be this cockroach.
It doesn't need to be that one. Not if you can prevent her that pain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the truth always wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you know and then you don't tell, then they're super mad, you know? Like, how could you not tell me?
Yeah, she finds
it's like,
out later.
If you know, bitch, you gotta say.
Because that's embarrassing to know that people knew and didn't tell
you. The worst.
If they tell you, it still sucks.
It
but
says,
it's like,
well, what? You couldn't trust me? You didn't think that I could, like, hear you out? Then that says something about you, too, I think.
I agree.
But it doesn't really, but I'm just saying it could.
It could from her perspective.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, as far as betraying this other girl, I don't know if she needs to say who it is. I think she can just say that she knows that he's sleeping with someone else.
But you know how you are. Well, yeah, who is it?
That's true.
And it's like, well, I don't want to disclose that information. Okay, well, now you're not being a real friend.
Right.
Oh, then you're in hot water. You just tell what you know.
Yeah.
You think so?
I do.
Mm-hmm. I think she should hear the
Are
hard.
The two girls friends? Because that's my question. Because if they're both friends, then I think that, like, bathroom girl might want to be like, look, I did not know.
Poor thing. She's bathroom girl.
She's bathroom girl.
You're already losing. You're virginal Mary or bathroom girl? Bathroom girl, I'm sorry.
I mean, the guy did drive
Shout
5 hours.
Shout out to you. I
to
hope your
rent's
off.
With her.
Bathroom girl is probably a lot of fun. Like, if I had to choose a character.
Oh, I'm definitely hanging out with her, too. Are you kidding? That's my homegirl.
She's probably like,
oh, girl, it's fine. I got a shot. Let's go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Keep it rolling.
Maybe she should bring this up with bathroom girl and just be like, oh, I had no idea. Give her the opportunity to tell her.
Oh, to tell the other girl.
Maybe.
Yeah. Put it in the ball in someone else's court.
Yeah.
I think if it comes from bathroom girl, because then it's not like, then it's her being able to be like, look, I did not know, because I did not know.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they're all part of the same friend group. So she can be like, yo, I'm doing you a solid, you know?
And by the way, I know we don't have a lot of
solid
these...
bathroom. I love
yes.
it.
Yes.
Classic
I'm gonna
bathroom
do you
girl.
I'm going to do you a number two. And
right. You're my number one bathroom girl.
Yeah.
I think, and we don't have a lot of these people listening to our podcast, I don't think, but like, don't pull this shit in like a friend group. People talk to each other, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't put your friends through this because you're not just affecting the people you're fucking, you're affecting all their friends too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
Agreed.
Do it.
Yes, absolutely. It's frustrating.
So neither of them know about each other, it says. It sounds like.
But I would tell bathroom girl.
Yeah.
I would tell her to be like, yo, this is actually the situation. Because it sounds like, you know.
I mean, the thing is, like, we've all had sex with these guys who are, you know, their time, like, runs out at some point. And so I think, like, you might as well be honest with people about who they are. And then they can make that choice if they want to keep, you know, fucking them or not.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
But they should know, like, who the guy is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
If he's not being truthful.
I agree.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then hit me up, sweetie, because if you're driving to Palm Springs, bitch, you are committed.
Yeah.
$5.
Damn.
Truly.
Yeah.
That's a few freeways.
Sit down.
Yeah, exactly.
Babs and I once accidentally drove to like Yosemite on the way to Palm Springs. It sucked.
How did you know? Weren't we going to Big Bear and we went to the wrong place?
Wherever we went the wrong place in California and we like stopped to get coffee and we were like, oh, no. We're in like the wrong state.
I don't know what happened, honestly.
It was bad.
I don't remember.
But was there sink sex?
that's the question. You would hope.
That might have been on the way to, was that on the way to Max Funcom where I did have my cabin sex?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is very true. God.
I don't know if that was it.
I forgot all about that.
It was on the way to somewhere in the woods. Yeah.
Yeah. No, because I was driving with you guys.
Yeah. I don't know where we
wouldn't have gotten lost.
Well, we might have been going to Big Bear to meet you, I think.
Oh, maybe.
Wasn't it? Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever.
We should
not be trusted.
We got lost. We should not be trusted. I mean, it was, yeah.
I love it. On the advice section, you're saying you should not be trusted. That's good. That's a good disclaimer.
That's kind
we
of
feel
what we
that
say
it's important.
Generally, yeah, people know.
If you listen
to the beginning of the podcast and they still get the advice.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We're a shit show. We don't hide that about ourselves.
I love that.
And still.
Neither do I.
You know, I mean.
I just made it a brand. Welcome to my shit show.
I found another lady problem if we want to do another one.
Okay.
It's kind of short.
I'm a geneticist in Indianapolis. Obviously, I want a career, but every day, but I obviously a career, but I want every day to stop what I'm doing and ask people, what the fuck are we doing? So I've started stand up in Indy. Indiana sucks in general, but should I base my brilliance on brainiacs or barnyard bums? It's going to be a hobby since it's for free, but who should I choose for a demographic?
So our choices
are. Who should I choose for a demographic?
Brainyard bums?
I think that's the answer.
Brainiacs, I think she's saying, should I do like people I work with, like smart, you know, whatever engineer or geneticist, whatever scientists, or barnyard bums because she the area she lives in. I mean, you do what makes you laugh. I mean, yeah. You can't choose your.
Yeah, you can't start like an artistic career. I think from a place of wanting to please other people, it's got to come from you first. Otherwise, you're gonna run out of that track real quick. I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was just going to say, Barnard Bones.
You want to make more money.
Yeah.
Do the basic stuff.
You might be a barnyard bum if.
The barnyard bums probably have a lot of sink sex.
Oh, yeah.
They are
the inventors of sink sex.
Trough sex,
without, baby. Without a
trough sex.
Yeah.
Ooh, the hay getting stuck. I'm nervous.
Yeah, I mean, especially if it's a hobby, like, you just gotta, I mean, I think it's, if you wanted to be like a comic who's on the road and stuff like that, you do have to try and like be as relatable to as many people as possible. But I also think that there's so much comedy now. You should really just try to do your own thing.
Yeah.
Because there's so much of it.
It's about your truth. It's all art is about your truth eventually, I think. If it's going to be sustainable for you, you know.
Yeah, I think just trust who you are.
Yeah.
I love this.
The shit that I do like by myself that makes me laugh, that's what I try to do on stage, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's
real.
Yeah.
Well, and like being an artist, it's hard. And if you don't believe in the thing that you're doing, then, you know, you're going to run out of that steam super quick because you're not being your real self.
Yeah. So don't think of it as demographics. Go up on stage and see who laughs once and then you'll know.
But it sounds like what's happening is probably she is doing this on stage and it's not going over. She might be bombing with the smart stuff.
She's so new, though.
Which we can sit here and be like, do it. But we remember like bombing actually is really unpleasant.
Oh, yes. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I would still say keep doing what you're doing, but just start to develop the callus to that feeling.
Yeah.
Just keep going
I
up
think
until
like
it doesn't
you,
affect you as much.
Yeah. If you think that people are maybe like, oh, who's this person? Like, I don't get her jokes. Mm-hmm. Then kind of think of a way to like describe yourself to everyone and explain like, you know, I don't know.
How to let them in.
Yeah, kind of like how to relate to people, but also kind of still stay with your same material.
Yeah. Well, and like, honestly, like Indianapolis, I've been through there a few times and there are really cool pockets. There's like cool art scenes and stuff there because it's a cheap city to live in. So maybe like try to find like, I know that there's comedy shows that happen in like art spaces. So like you're not going to like the club route necessarily, mm-hmm. but like I know that there's a group called Let's Comedy that does indie shows that are in Indianapolis and Fort Wayne. And they always bring like a bunch of like really fun alti comics through. So it's like, you can find these spaces. It takes a minute, you know, and you're also really new. So it's just like, nobody's funny for the first couple of years when you start out. Is drag similar to that? Where like there's a large learning curve at the beginning?
I don't consider myself funny, ever.
Okay. So well, I mean, to get to the
but
place
it's performance
crap.
Wise, yeah, yeah. though, just as far as like finding your
yourself on stage.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. It took me forever to learn how to speak in a mic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like really be confident. But I think for some girls, no. I think that, like, that's their gift.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
all have a gift in drag, right? Mine's dance. Mm-hmm. Mine's the performance element. But
yeah, yeah.
there's people who that's what they were born to do is be on that mic. And so, yeah. but yeah, I definitely think there's a growth period for sure. No yeah. one's good at drag when they first start. Mm-hmm. I mean, even in this day and age, like they could be amazing at makeup because yeah, yeah. they watched a tutorial, but doesn't mean they're going to be great. You
exactly.
know?
There's
drag
so many
elements.
Drag is
crazy to me just how fucking multifaceted.
Yeah, you have to be
it.
So Everything. Many things.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
so
why
things.
I think Drag Race is such a success as a show is because right. it just shows you what it fucking entails. Like, I can't think of really very many other disciplines that require so many different skills.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every night when I'm doing my makeup, I'm just like, I can't believe I learned this skill.
Yeah.
This is wild.
It's awesome.
It is. I'm very thankful for it now that my makeup's good. It was one of the bane of my existence
I'm still
before.
Yeah. Oh my I went God. Into Sephora the other day and I was like, I don't know what foundation to wear. Help me.
Right.
And she was like, what moisturizer do you wear? And I was like, what?
Whatever.
I don't know.
Whatever the ad
and
advertiser
sent me. I'm just like, I'm like right. oh God, I'm too old to not know this. Like,
yeah.
Well, it makeup is like a swing and a miss. Like, if you fuck it up, it really sucks.
It's like it's art. So when you're making a drawing or a painting and then mm-hmm. you mess up, it's like you have to repaint over that canvas and start again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's yeah. your face.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And you've been in there for hours. Yeah. That's how you look. It's just a lot.
Ooh,
it's a lot to unpack. But
yeah.
I am so thankful that I've learned it. Now yeah. I feel like I could do makeup on others. And mm-hmm. if I, you know, were to quit all this, like, it's a skill that I've really mm-hmm. picked up as an artist. The hair, the costuming. I mean, like you said, there's so mm-hmm. much in drag that you have yeah. to pick up.
How long does it take you to put a face on?
I, at this point, can do it in about an hour and a half.
That's pretty quick, right?
I mean, no, there are girls okay. who can do it in an hour.
Okay.
That's where I'd like to get. But it takes me 2 hours to get in full.
Got
so
it.
I've got like my body down to 30 minutes, which is like the tucking, the leg makeup, mm-hmm. The outfit, the nails.
Mm. Oh, so you,
and
do
the
full,
wig.
You do full leg makeup as well?
I do because I don't wear tights.
Yeah,
I'm all about my natural body.
For your movement.
Yeah, exactly.
Too,
and just
yeah.
because, yeah, I love my body. I think it's yeah. awesome. And mm-hmm. so I celebrate that. Mm-hmm. You know, people, I don't think women have to have an hourglass shape.
No.
I meet plenty of women who look at my body and are like, oh, I'd love to.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so I like try to be body positive because as a kid, I was always like, you're too skinny, you're too skinny. As a yeah. male dancer, right? Like,
yeah, yeah.
they wanted me to bulk up. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's like sort of a reclaiming of my body and being like, yeah, but my skinny is awesome and beautiful.
That's
you
beautiful.
Know?
Yeah.
So one day when I don't do drag, I think that ultimately I would love to bulk up. I've always wanted to like look like a man, but
yeah.
it's been nice to not have to worry about that after mm-hmm. so many years of that being like a thing in my head of like, my
For
body
sure.
isn't good.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So drag queens, of course, make fun of me all the time because they're just like, well, you look flat. And it's like, well, I am. I'm
yeah.
not a woman, but not all women have curves.
No,
so, you know,
not at all.
And beautiful ones do and don't too. So
yeah, exactly.
I represent the non-curvy but skinny, fierce girls.
Yes, absolutely.
There it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely. I love how like the new, like, we're presented with a certain kind of drag queen on Drag Race as well
sure.
a lot of the time too, but like it's cool because it's opened the door to seeing so many other kinds that I wouldn't have known before that are just doing things that you're like, oh, you're not even you're an alien of some kind.
Correct. You're not even maybe dressing as a woman anymore.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which,
beautiful,
you know, I think
that.
We've learned drag is an art form. It can mm-hmm. be taken in many different directions. I believe, of course, everyone belongs, whether you're a cis female, a bearded mm-hmm. queen. I mean, mm-hmm. if you are doing the art form of drag and you are executing it well, I think that's it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what's underneath, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not for sure that the show really pushes that. I think that the yeah. people working on the show do believe that. I
right.
do.
Yeah.
But I don't think as a mechanism and as a machine, we've really mm-hmm. seen that yet. And
yeah.
I hope that we do. I'd
yeah.
love to see a more inclusive cast. I'd love to see, you know, an all drag king round.
Love.
Or
yeah.
I'd love to see, you know, it really switch up. And I think if it continues to be on the air, it's going to have to
yeah.
in order to stay interesting. Look at America's Next Top Model.
For
I mean,
sure.
they did all types of mm-hmm. formats within the formats.
Definitely.
So
well, I think it's interesting too, is like the longer that y'all have been like off as well, it's mm-hmm. like you're able to be like, well, this is how I want to add to the art of drag as well.
Exactly.
You know, it's like
yeah.
you're
it
teaching
like
when it started,
really
it's
quickly.
Not what it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, when it started, it definitely was about men dressing mm-hmm. as women and that being that, you know,
yeah.
specific.
Yeah. And now that you all have been given voices, it's like you can be like, no, this is the way that I want to do it. Like,
right.
I know, like, Alaska had that pageant or whatever.
Yes, it was amazing.
Yeah. And it's like stuff like that is happening. You're teaching
that
classes.
That also had a great
yeah.
Maria Bamford type title.
Yes.
the Everything Pageant Show Competition of the Year award.
Oh, I love
the pageant
that.
Show Everything. It was so funny.
It was so perfect.
And one of the categories was like, Everything Must Be Leopard.
Yeah.
They all came out in leopard outfits. It was a great, great, cool, inclusive pageant.
That's
awesome.
Where the changes are happening.
I think so.
I think.
That's where we should be going in everything, not just in drag, across the board, across the Olympics. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we really need to hopefully deteriorate this gender thing. Because if people could just be born and decide what they are instead of like the thing between their legs deciphering that.
Well, and I love that in drag that's explored in such a playful way. Yeah. Like, I think that it can be such a like sober conversation to have. And like just the theater and like the whimsy around drag. And it's like, yeah, it's fun that we all get to choose what we are.
Yeah.
Like, let's celebrate that. Like, it's totally your invention, whatever you want to be.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Life's too short to be one thing.
Yeah.
Change your perception.
That's why when you're like, are you Jay? Are you Ganja? I'm like, oh, it's whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I like it both. I love it all. Love it all.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. Well, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me. Luckily, my name is a mouthful, so no one took it. Laganja Estranja. That's LaganjaEstranja. And that's across all platforms. So YouTube, Instagram, I don't do Snapchat because it's just too much.
No, we all give up
on it. Yeah, we all gave up on it.
Everybody's wanting me to go to TikTok. I'm like, I just don't know.
We're too old.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's just Facebook, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube's, oh my God, that's so hard.
Yeah.
Making content all the time. People have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where can people find your edibles?
Those are available in lots of dispensaries. I don't even have the list. You have to go to my website or Fruit Slab's website.
Cool.
It's in like over 200 dispensaries right now.
Awesome.
Fruit Slab, they're so good.
They're so good. They're organic. So they're vegan. They're gluten-free. And for my Jewish folk, they're kosher certified.
Ooh.
That's right.
So it's like a fruit snack? It's a fruit leather?
It's a fruit leather. Mm. So hashtag not a gummy. Hashtag proud AF. Because it was not offered for 1 month. We did not just slap a rainbow on it and offer it for June. It's year-round. Every year I'll be coming up with a new flavor.
That's
so
awesome.
They
so
believed in
bomb.
Me enough to not just take me on for 1 month or a year, but for
That's
forever.
Great.
I'll always be changing the flavor for Pride. I am now partnered with them officially. So,
shout
out to Roxanne. She's about to have her baby. She's an incredible woman run and owned, operated business, which I'm all about supporting. Mm-hmm. So lady to lady, I love her.
Aww. Yeah. And I actually, at my wedding, I had some relatives who never smoke weed, and I recommended that they go get some Fruit Slabs. And so some very happy people at my wedding were brought to you by Fruit Slabs.
Yes. If I hadn't woken up with such a distraught, I would have brought you some. So I owe you edibles, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Don't
forget. Thank you.
You got one, right?
I did, yes. Thank you. It was wonderful.
Beautiful.
You guys, if you're a Patreon member, we're going to have a top secret session real quick after this.
Top secret.
So secret. All right, guys, we love you. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
See you next week.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.